We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Very excited right now to go to the BetQL guest line and bring in our friend Mr. Jim Wyatt from the Tennessee Titans. Jim has covered the Titans for a long time, knows this organization inside and out. You can follow him on Twitter at JWyattSports. Jim, thank you so much for making some time for us, man. How is everything down in Nashville?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Everything's going well in Nashville. Team's sitting at 2-2, which certainly could be better. A lot of teams could say that. And weather's been good here, and Nashville is a happening place, so it's good to be here.
Well, that you're right about that, it being a happening place. I was just down there not long ago for a bourbon tasting, and it was outstanding. But are the people in Nashville still confident about the team, or do they think the team is not what they expect?
To be honest with you, I think right now, despite being 2-2 and winning 2 in a row, yeah, the fan base is probably not jumping up and down and is not real fired up about the start. Sitting at 0-2 and losing, blowing that game against the Giants in week 1 and then getting blown out in Buffalo, I think soured, a lot of the fan base right out of the gate. The team has come back and won a couple of games against the Raiders and the Colts, but really I think did so in unconvincing fashion, been really good early, not very good in the second half. So I think the fan base is an approve it mentality and feels like this team needs to play better and really needs to get to the bye week at 3-2. That's what the Titans are facing with now. They got a banged up team. Got a game against the Commanders on Sunday that, if you win, you get to 3-2, then you can get a little bit of rest and get ready for the rest of the season. But still in a prove-it mode with the fan base, and I certainly understand that just the way things have gone so far.
Talking with our friend Jim Wyatt from the Tennessee Titans, I think, if I was a Titans fan and that game's on national TV against the Bills, just that level of blowout kind of weighs you down. They've been able to rally back these last two, get Derrick Henry going. What is the expectation? So we talk about this here in D.C., and obviously the Commanders, if you think the Titans fans aren't in a great place, you should talk to some Commanders fans. But, the Commanders fans kind of look at the schedule, and like every NFL fan does, you try to identify where you think you can get some wins, where you might lose. When Titans fans look at this game, a road trip to Washington, do they view this as, oh, we got to win that one?
Definitely. I mean, I think a lot of people, it's funny, the conversation this week has been, this is a game the Titans have historically lost. They're already wanting to call it a trap game, losing to a team that you probably should beat. And if you look at the Vegas odds, the Vegas odds makers have the Titans favored to win this game. And the Titans in the past, even during a good year last year where they finished as the number one seed, they would lose games like this. They lost on the road against the Jets last year, lost a home game against the Texans last year, and with that said, they still won 12 games. I think a lot of people look at this as, okay, this is a letdown game, trap game. But, being realistic here, Titans have not been world beaters, this season. We just talked about the Buffalo game where they got embarrassed on Monday Night Football and talked about losing the game against the Giants and really struggling to win some of these other games. I don't know if you can call it a trap game because the Titans have not proven yet that they can look down on anybody. But I think the fan base thinks, okay, if you can't win this game, how are you going to be able to get through a schedule that November has games against the Chiefs in Kansas City, Denver after that, at Green Bay, Cincinnati after that, and at Philadelphia. I mean, so some tough games are coming up for this team, and you better find a way to win against the team you are really favored to beat, and a team that has had its share of struggles this season as well.
Well, when you, I think one thing about it, you look at the defensive line of Tennessee, and I look at the offensive line. We've given up a lot of sacks, and you know, Weaver, Simmons, and also I would say Autry. Those guys are guys that can put pressure on the quarterback. Are they talking about, you know, thinking they have the advantage when it comes to the pass game, their D line against Washington's O line?
Well, I think they feel like, I mean, with Jeffrey Simmons, you know, I think he feels like he's got an advantage anytime he steps out there, and he's facing a lot of double teams, a lot of combination blocks, and that's freed up guys like Denito Autry to make plays. I mean, Autry's coming off a really good game against the Colts where he had two sacks, forced a big fumble. Simmons is regularly disruptive and has been really good. I think the Titans feel like they can generate some pressure, but really the Titans, you know, need to get healthy. And I say healthier, they're not going to get completely healthy because they lost their best pass rusher before the season started in Harold Landry. Second best pass rusher is Bud Dupree, has been banged up. You know, he played just 9 snaps this past week before he re-aggravated a hip injury that forced him to miss the prior week's game. And, you know, after having 5 sacks right out of the gate against the Giants, and I pretty much out of the gate, they had 5 sacks, I think, around in the first half, and then it was quiet then, 1 sack against Buffalo, 1 sack against the Raiders, kind of returned to form last week. They need to generate that pass rush again and started to show some signs of it. I feel like they think it was a step in the right direction. Maybe they're building momentum, and if that's an area they can take advantage of, it could be one of the keys, you know, because they've faced Carson Wentz before when he was with the Colts, and they've caused him, you know, some trouble in some of those games. I think that's got to be one of the keys to winning on Sunday.
Talking with Jim Wyatt from Tennessee. You can give him a follow at Jay Wyatt Sports, covers the Titans and has for a long time. Do I remember this correctly? Did you cover them when they first came to town and were still playing as the Oilers?
My first year on the beat, I covered high school sports for the Tennessean, I guess, through the 90s, and then I bumped up to start covering the Titans in 99, the first year as the Titans. I went to some games when they were the Tennessee Oilers playing in
gotcha.
Memphis and Nashville, but I didn't start coming to the team to the Super Bowl. It was a good year to step in when they started when they started that good window where they went to playoffs 4 times in 5 years with McNair and Eddie and Devon Kurse and
Frank Wycheck.
That was a good run,
Jim.
Yeah, for sure.
The when you start thinking about Tennessee Titans, you think about your running back. He can run the ball. Derrick Henry can run the ball, and a lot of times people know he's running and they can't stop him. He has 300 and something yards already, 70 something yards a game in 4 games. Does it look like he's about to break out? Because I think that could be a problem if he does.
Well, he's definitely starting to build a little momentum and has been good the last couple of weeks, really running hard at his first 100 game against the Colts on Sunday. And, after a slow start, I think you could say he has started to get into a little bit of a groove. And really, if you look at his numbers, he's back on a pace that he was on, during some of the years where he won the rushing title. Now, the thing with Derek, in the second half, I mean, in the first half of games, he's been pretty dominant. And I think he leads the league in the first half of games. 45 carries, 231 yards, 5.1 yards a carry, and 3 touchdowns. That's in the first half of games. Second half, they haven't really been able to sustain it. Only has 75 yards on 31 carries with a 2.4 yard average in those games and no touchdowns, which is a little bit surprising because you think of Derrick Henry, you think he's a guy that kind of wears teams down.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened yet. So I think that's the key for the Titans moving forward is you do it early and then try to sustain it in the second half and wear some teams down. That's the key. The Titans have not been good in the second half of games this year. We talked about some of the fan frustration. I think that's the biggest part of it. The Titans have been really good in the first half. Second half, they've been outscored 65-7, which is, you know, you wouldn't expect the team to win two games doing that.
As somebody that often speaks on behalf of Commanders fans, I don't like hearing you say that Derrick Henry is really starting to gain some momentum
exactly.
as he comes to FedEx Field. I want to ask you a little bit. I know that you put the work in and watch the other team, and I want to ask you, as somebody that saw Carson Wentz in the division last year and has probably watched some Commanders tape this year, what you're seeing there. But before we do it, I feel like maybe part of the reason Titans fans aren't all the way in is Ryan Tannehill. And particularly that performance last year in the playoffs. As somebody that's been doing this a while and watch pro football and understands, how hard is it to find a quarterback?
It is hard because when you think, especially when you think about the Titans, I mean, I mentioned the early days of me covering the team, which was Steve McNair, and who ended up being a co-MVP back in 2003. Ever since he left, they have tried to hit on a lot of quarterbacks, and it hasn't worked out. I mean, Vince Young maybe flashed a little bit early in his career, but then eventually just kind of faded. Jake Locker couldn't stay healthy. He retired earlier than anybody ever dreamed he would when he came in the league. Marcus Mariota still keeping his career alive in Atlanta, but just didn't pan out here for one reason or another. They've had some stopgap guys. Whether it's, Matt Hasselbeck, who did a good job during his really 1 year as a starter, and Ryan Fitzpatrick was here for a year, and, they've had some other guys, roll through. But, to find a guy, Ryan Tannehill is the best quarterback the team has had, since Steve McNair. And
Wow. Some
folks are, some folks, obviously, he's never going to be able to get past what happened in the playoffs last year until they get back in the playoffs and he plays better, because he has been better than people give him credit for. And I know people nationally check in on, Titans are not a sexy team. They're a small market. They are going to be on national TV several times this year, but they don't get a lot of attention. A lot of times when the national guys tune in, Tannehill has not played well. I mean, one of them was in the playoff game last year against the Bengals when he threw three picks. Another one was in a playoff game against the Ravens the year before that when the Titans lost at home. So he has not been good in some of those moments, and fans will never let him get past it. But the reality is he's been pretty good. I mean, and I saw a stat this morning. I mean, against the AFC South, the team that this, the Titans are competing against and to try to win this division, get in the playoffs. He's 14-3 since he became the star. He's thrown 35 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He's had some good moments. They've won some games because of him. But, he's got to prove it when it matters most. And, the Titans have got to get there first for him to have a chance to do that. And now he'll have to do it in January. But, he is working with the supporting cast this year that's not as good as it was last year, because A.J. Brown now plays in Philly. They've got some young guys playing receiver. They've got some, whether it's, Traylon Burks, Kyle Phillips, both those guys have been hurt. Chigakonkwo, tight end who played at Maryland, had his best game last year, but he's still young, finding his way. Austin Hooper, another tight end. This is his first year with the team. Robert Woods, first year with the team. They got 2 of 5 offensive linemen that are brand new in the starting lineup. So he's had a lot of changes around him that have impacted him. With all that said, he's obviously got to be better.
I could see teams playing him and saying, let's try and stop Derrick Henry and make him try to beat us with his arm. Is his arm capable enough of sustaining something like that?
Well, I think he has done it at times. There's no doubt. I mean, I've looked back at some games over the years, and they've won because of Ryan Tannehill. But, there's no question the Titans need both those guys to be good. And because of all those changes around him, it's harder for him to be able to just, have great success until these guys around him can settle in and be more consistent themselves. So they're capable of getting the playoffs again with Ryan Tannehill. I think they're capable of getting further in the postseason with Ryan Tannehill, but they've got to be, better around him as well.
Speaking of quarterbacks, let's flip it around here. When you watch Carson, both so far what you've seen this season and what you saw in person last season when he was playing for the Colts, what do you make of Carson Wentz?
Well, I mean, he's had his moments, and you know, good and bad, you know, in his career. And you know, I have, you know, last time I saw him last year, a couple of games with the Colts. I mean, he wasn't at his best. You know, he struggled, and you know, this year I have not seen a lot of him. I know he's got a good receiver, Dotson, that he's throwing to. I know they have had, you know, some issues scoring the last couple of weeks. You know, looking at his numbers, you know, he has turned the ball over five times, I think, so far. He's got to cut down on that. That's one thing I've seen in games against the Titans. He's been prone to maybe turn the ball over a little bit. So I think it's a game the Titans know they're going to have to pressure him, kind of force him into some mistakes.
Hmm. Wasn't it last season when he threw the left-handed pick against the Titans?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, down near the goal line, Elijah Molden got him. And that was a lot of boo birds in Indy that day after that happened. So we'll see. I mean, he's also capable of rising up and winning, you know, some games. The Titans are not believing. They're not taking him lightly. They're not taking this Commanders team lightly. You know, I thought it was an impressive win for, especially the way the Jags have played in recent weeks. So that's an impressive win by Washington right out of the gate against Jacksonville. So hadn't been as good of late against Philly and Dallas, but you know, I know they're looking to get off the snide on Sunday.
Jim, we really appreciate your time, man. Everybody check him out at Jay Wyatt Sports. If I remember correctly, you're a big Dodgers fan. Is that right?
That's right. I've been for way back in the Say, Garvey, Lopes, and Russell. I go back to the 70s with the Dodgers, which I'm showing my age a little bit. I was a little kid back then, but I've been a
fired
Dodger
up for the playoffs.
Yep, wearing a Dodger visor right now. I'm fired up, but I'm also know, you know, I'm a big baseball fan, have been for a long time. I know what usually happens to these teams that tear it up in the regular season and break all kinds of records for winning games. They get to the playoffs and they got all kinds of pressure on them, and sometimes don't do as well. So I'm excited about the playoffs, but I'm also a little bit nervous about it because, you know, Dodgers have had some great seasons of late, but don't have a whole lot to show for it. So I hope I'll be happy in early November.
Well, think of it like this. You at least have the playoffs. We knew we weren't in it like 80 games ago.
Yeah, we knew it.
Nationals did, though. Nationals one of the teams that knocked the Dodgers off after a really good regular season a couple of years ago.
That's
and
right.
Ended up winning.
That was the World Series year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you so
appreciate
much for
you,
the
man.
Time, man. I'll see you on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay. Y'all have a good week. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. That is Jim Wyatt from thetitans.com. You can give him a follow at Jay Wyatt Sports. B, one of the reasons I always love talking to Jim is every – like league-wide function, especially the combine, but, you know, sometimes you go to the draft, the Super Bowl, owners' meetings, all that, where, like, everybody, every NFL reporter from around the league is in one spot. Jim always wears one of two visors. Most of the time it's this white Vanderbilt. He's a Nashville guy, roots for Vandy, has this Vandy visor with, like, a pen or two pens sticking out of it, mm-hmm. And the other times it's his Dodgers visor. And I have so much respect for, like, old school NFL reporters that have been doing it a really long time, and the business has become so hot takey and opinion driven that when I see him talking to a coach or a general manager off to the side, it's like, that's a guy that does it the right way.
Hell
so
yeah.
Give him a follow at Jay Wyatt Sports if you are interested. I'm running through the rundown in my head here, B.
Yeah.
We got Ben White joining us at 12:45. We've got power rankings at 1:00. Barstool Nate joining us at 1:30. If you want to talk to us, the phones are working. Lord knows how long it'll last. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Also got some injury updates. Somebody we were expecting to be on the field isn't, but a team spokesperson texted me and said, it's not what you think it is. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
T. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.